This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
There's a lot of reasons why someone might like a particular athlete. I'm guessing the biggest reason would be because they're a phenomenal athlete and they like following their career. But sometimes for me, I just really appreciate what that particular athlete stands for. Shout out to Ethan Bright, who may be aware of this. Paul Skeens, who's one of the pitchers for the Pittsburgh Pirates, he's partnering with the Gary Sinise Foundation. And I'll be the first to admit I had not heard of this, but basically this guy was really... impacted by what happened on September 11th, and he really wanted to honor our veterans and our first responders, so they have all kinds of programs to help people like that. And so what Paul Skeens has done is, for the second year in a row, he's donating $100 for every strikeout during this season. And he's hoping to raise $100,000. And what's cool, too, is I guess they're about to have their home opener this week on April 4th. And he's saying that to kick off the campaign, I'll thank the individual that makes the largest donation between the launch of this campaign and the Pirates home opener on April 4th. This individual will be thanked with a batting practice meet and greet and tickets to stay and enjoy the game.
Wow.
Isn't that really cool when you have athletes who... really anybody who has a platform, use it in such a way that raises awareness about a great organization or uses it for good. Because far too many people have this really incredible platform that so many people would kill for, and they just flush it down the toilet. They use it to just spread nonsense and lies. And, you know, this is a kind of a random person to have come up in my brain, but Rachel Zegler, who's the star of Snow White, right? She has this big platform. She has a lot of girls who follow her, young girls in particular. And she was using that platform to, you know, bash the original Snow White, and it should be no surprise that it tanked at the box office.
It did tank at the box office. So back to what this guy's doing. I want to make sure I understand. Mm-hmm. He's going to donate $100 for every Major League Baseball strikeout? Like every time somebody,
every strikeout he gets for this 2025 season.
So he's a pitcher.
He's a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Every time he strikes somebody out, he's going to personally donate $100.
Yes.
How many, I mean, I don't know what the Cy Young Award winner got, but how many strikeouts would you have for him to hit his goal? He's going to have a career season, isn't he?
I don't think so. Not necessarily. I mean, how many games do you play in the average season? I mean, I understand you don't pitch every single game.
Like so divide that by five.
Right.
It's five-man rotations.
Five-man rotations. Yeah, that's going to be...
1,000 games.
That's going to be tough.
Who knows if he'll, though, chip in more money beyond that. Yeah. That's kind of the fun thing where fans can feel like they're part of it and they're watching the game and he gets a strikeout and they know that if they know he's doing this, they realize that, oh, he's donating this money. Listen to him talking about this. I don't care if this was on Fox, but regardless, here he is talking about this.
I think the big thing for me is to kind of give back to the communities that have gotten me to where I am. And obviously, you know, spending 2 years at the Air Force Academy, I wouldn't be here without, you know, that place and the people that are there. And obviously, you know, the military and veterans and all those people makes so many sacrifices for our country as a whole. And you know, we can never fully repay them, but, you know, this is a start.
This guy's only 22 years old, by the way. If you Google Paul Skeens, it says that his average strikeouts, I guess, per game, which he, by the way, just joined the MLB last year, I believe, was his debut. About 7 per game, it sounds like.
And you play about 32 games a year.
Right, and he would have pitched, I don't know how many of those, but...
So, maybe maybe what he's saying is, I'm not trying to... I mean, what the guy's doing is fantastic, but the fact that he assigned a dollar amount to it, maybe he just means that for the rest of his career he's going to donate $100 for every strikeout, and he hopes that would equal $100,000 at some point, because that's 1,000 strikeouts.
Well,
that's a lot.
He's going to average, if he continues last year's pace, he'll get about 225 this year.
Yeah, there you go.
So I would assume that he'll continue on doing this. My understanding is he did this last year, too, his first year in the MLB. This is the second year doing it. And like you said, if he just continues on doing this, I'm assuming that he could... I mean, how long does the average player stay in the game? I mean, he could be into his 30s and
still be in the
MLB. It's not like football where you're taking a crazy beating. Yeah.
Others don't.
So he had 23 starts last year. He was in the running. He was... Ethan's telling me all of his stats.
I love that you know this, or maybe you
Ethan
Googled
knows,
it.
Well,
Ethan
well
knows
he's
all
also
somehow.
The one that told you about it.
Yeah.
He was Rookie of the Year last year in the National League. In the running for Cy Young, he had a 1.96 earned run average, and he had 170 strikeouts last year.
Well, and what's cool, too, is even if you go on the feed where he posted this on X, people are saying, you know, you're a real patriot, thank you, I'll donate $50, or I'll donate, you know, so it's encouraging others to want to chip in, too, for a really, what sounds like a really great organization.
Yeah, good for him.
And let's face it, at that level, you wouldn't miss $100,000. If he wrote him a check tomorrow, he wouldn't miss $100,000.
That was his Rookie of the Year bonus, probably.
It was probably a lot more than that, wasn't it?
But, yeah.
I think you're right.
He signed a one-year, $875,000 contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, it's just a matter of using, when you have a platform like that, using it for good, right? Period.
I just wish more people would do that. Because
we
think about the difference that we could make if more people, and I know there are, it's obviously, Paul Skeens is not the only one who's doing this. You know, there's far more people who are, and maybe we're not talking about them. But I just so appreciate when people do something like this, because it's just, again, far too often we watch people who just spewing nonsense on social media, and I'm like, gosh, I just wish somebody else had the platform that you have, because they would put it to such better use.
Or you could kneel during the national anthem.
Yeah, people who kneel during the national anthem, and they get like a Brittany Griner, you know, and she has this incredible platform, and that, you know, she obviously was probably very proud of what she did because she felt like she was taking a stand, but. Like, think if that had been used for good instead.
Brittany got a little come to Jesus meeting over at a Russian prison somewhere, didn't she?
She's been pretty quiet about that whole thing ever since.
Yeah, proud to be an American again.
This is where she could use it for good, okay? She could acknowledge she made a mistake. Here's what my experience was like, and here's what I'm going to do moving forward. Like, there's a redemption possibility here, Brittany Griner. Do you listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show? Do you listen on the Odyssey app? You can go back and listen to the show. All 4 hours.
Let's do it, Britt.
So
get it done.
The Cardinals have Homers for Health and K's for Kids.
Yep.
But that is for the whole team.
Right, versus
just
one individual player.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good for him. I'm happy that he's
doing
saying
the Cardinals
it.
Need to step up?
Step up, Cardinals. Do better. Be better people. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Cardinals player who's doing something like this, and maybe we just haven't heard about it.
Yeah, I mean,
Adam Wainwright has his own charity.
That's true.
But he's retired.
He's just an all-around good guy.
But glad to hear
how
it.
How old was Wainwright, by the way?
What's that?
When he how old was Wainwright when he...
39, 40?
Was he
39?
I thought he was closer 40. To 40, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a little over 40. Good for him. When you can throw for that long. I mean, he had a few injuries along the way, but he gave back a lot to the community.
Mm-hmm. Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A great guy, for sure.
He was born in 81.
Okay.
That makes him 43 now, and he retired two years ago.
41. Wow. Yeah, it's good. Very great story, though. I'm glad it gives you a little bit of hope for these professional athletes.
And he'd be Gen Z, by the way, so maybe that gives you some hope for the Gen Zers.
Yeah.
Because I've lost hope in a lot of ways.
All right, coming up, we're still going to get to H. Von Spakovsky. We'll get to Hans coming up in the next hour about 6:20. We'll talk to him about that. And, of course, this is a blow-up over whether or not the president can have a third term, which is complete nonsense. And
get more at 971talk.com.